It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
He is still in critical condition at Christus St. Michael, but he is stable. So,
oh, that's good.
So that's some good really news good there. News. So hopefully the prognosis will be good as he moves forward here and be able to make a full recovery.
I certainly hope so. Yes. Because, you know, those men and women who are the crossing guards for all these school districts or whatever, they're out there every day, no matter what the weather is, mm-hmm. trying to get the kids and the parents in and out of there safely. Yep. And it is an extremely dangerous job because you don't have any protection. You're kind of just out there.
Yeah, not a whole lot. You know,
yeah, very little.
You know, you really depend upon the people that are driving. Slow down. You got the school zone. The speeds are going to be reduced when school is taken up and in the afternoon when the kids are going home. You know, so if you slow down, then that's going to help them out a whole lot because the whole ideal is to give them an opportunity to respond if something happens and you. So if you're going slower, you know, if a kid were to, you know, run out in front of you or something like that, you would have an opportunity, a lot better opportunity to stop or right. be able to avoid something
right.
like that than if you were going, you know, faster than the speed limit.
And we don't, and I'm not going to ask you because it's in an investigative state. They're trying to figure it out,
right.
get eyewitnesses. You know, we don't know what caused that yesterday. I know that the individual said that he just didn't see him.
Right.
And so you feel badly for the driver,
oh,
too, obviously.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm sure that he was devastated
yeah,
himself.
It's just,
I mean, I could put myself in that situation.
Right. It's just a bad thing all the way around. But not talking about yesterday's incident, but just in general, there are things that you can do and things you should not do in school zone to make it safer for you and the guards and the children. And that way, you know, slow down.
Slow down.
You got those lights flashing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the two most common factors that we see in accidents across the city,
uh-huh.
one is driving too fast uh-huh. for conditions, which right. kind of
it was raining yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. It was doing that yesterday. Mm-hmm. You got school zone on top of that. And the other one is distraction.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're distracted by something in the car. A lot of times it's your cell phone. It may be the kids in the back seat.
Right.
They're, you know, whatever. But, you know, adjusting the radio.
Yeah. Just leave it on the pig, don't
just
it?
Leave it on the pig and keep yeah. it turned up. You're
never
right.
turn it.
You know, so, I mean, those type of things there across the city are things that are the most common things that we see in terms of accident causes.
Right.
But in school zones, those effects can be exponentially devastating.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know,
I mean,
so you've got to slow down and you've got to make sure that you're looking, you've got your head up and you're looking around and you know what's going on around.
Kind of head on a swivel type thing because you got to look at all the, you know, because you don't know what's going to happen in
right.
a school zone.
So be prepared.
And I, like I said, you know, you're going to get where you're going. Just slow it down. Slow it down below what the speed limit says is fine because, like you said, the slower you go, the more reaction time you have, the less likely something like that's going to happen. Don't get on your cell phone, period. Because you mentioned on the Facebook, you know, it's not a good idea to be talking or doing things like that on your cell phone when you're driving anywhere. But particularly in a school zone, it's a hefty fine that goes along with that, as well as it should be. Because mm-hmm. that is absolutely up there at the very top as far as distractions are concerned these
That's
days.
Right. And it's so easy. We don't even think anything about it. It doesn't take but a second to glance down and see what a message, but, you know, you can cover a lot of distance mm-hmm. in that second
right.
or two that it takes to pick up your phone and look at the message. So
right.
you don't want to do that.
We've got Sean Vaughn, Public Information Officer for the Texarkana, Texas Police Department. And Sean, you have put I guess it's a delay on the great police experiencing thing due to COVID, but hopefully when we get to 2021, we can revive?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of hoped we'd get there by the fall, but uh-huh. That's obviously not going to happen.
Uh-huh.
We had enough fall today as of, what, a few minutes ago? So
that's right.
Yeah,
I
learned something. I didn't even know today was the first day
yeah,
of fall.
It's the first, yeah, I believe it was 8:30 or 8:29 this morning.
Community support we offer.
Yeah, that's great.
Absolutely.
So you've got a list, but if people want to get on the list for being in the police experiencing thing, which I highly recommend.
Yes, it sounds like fun.
When you do start it back up, how do they do that?
They can take and give me a call
mm-hmm.
at the police department, 903-798-3116. Let me know you're interested, and we'll get you on the list. We've got a pretty substantial list right now of
mm-hmm.
folks that are wanting to get into it because it's so hands-on.
It is.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, we have to limit it to about 15 people per session. I won't say it's difficult to get in, but, I mean, there may well be a bit of a a weight in terms of doing that simply because of...
Well, COVID slowed down the experience.
Well, and it did. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's actually put us behind now two sessions.
Yeah.
You know, so we're hoping in the spring to be able to bring this back. Because I think it's a great program.
It is.
It provides the community an opportunity to see what we do, how we do things, and what we do. And as well as it has given us an opportunity to get to know people in the community
Having done it, it's really hands-on. It's not like you're sitting there and you listen to somebody go on and on and on, and they kind of show you a few things or whatever. I mean, they do talk, obviously, because you can figure out what they're doing. But they let you get in there and actually do hands-on. I did a fairly decent job of the where we went into this crime situation and bad guys and all that. I did shoot the bad guy first before I shot the good guy.
It was a simulation.
What I did horrible at was the traffic stop. They let you do a simulated traffic stop, and they've got the knucklehead officers are acting like knuckleheads. You know what I'm saying? They're acting really, really just... We're not going to pay any attention to you. They got this music blaring, and they're just carrying on, and you're trying to be the traffic stop, and I didn't do a good job with that. Finally, I saw that gun? No. I caved on that one. So I would have failed on the traffic stop is what I'm trying to say. But I did okay kind of on the going into the crime situation and figure out the – I shot the bad guy first.
Okay.
A lot of people shot the good guy first. it's very hands-on.
It's very, very hands-on. Yeah. And that was the whole idea going into this. I mean, we didn't, you know, we've done policing academy or citizens police academies in the past. And basically you go in there and you sit and you listen to somebody tell you about the job they do. And we thought, that's really not effective. We want you to be able to step into the shoes of a police officer and do those type of things.
Yeah, it's
to experience what a police officer goes through, you know, in some cases on a daily basis. Some things, getting in a shooting situation, something like that. I mean, I worked for 26 years as an officer. Never once had to do that, so I'm very, very thankful for that. But I mean, the potential was always there.
But it gives you a wide range of the what goes on in the police department that you get to do hands-on, including crime scene, fingerprints, you get to do that, the canine, all kinds of stuff. So you get to drive a police car through their maze or whatever you want to call it, not maze, the
driving course.
Yeah,
driving course.
And so it's fun. But real quick, let's do this or that.
Okay.
All right, you have to pick the choice and tell us why. Yard work or housework?
Housework.
What season is it? Is it hot outside? That's what I want to know.
Well, it may be.
I don't know. I go, I don't know.
Housework because you don't want to be hot?
Yeah, that's okay. It. Housework.
Fog or drizzle?
Drizzle.
That's according to how thick the fog is.
I want the fog.
Okay. Broccoli or cauliflower?
Broccoli.
Broccoli, definitely.
All right. Making a speech or singing in front of people?
Speech. You can sing.
I can sing. I can sing. I love to sing, so I'm going to sing. But I like to talk, too, so there you go.
Trailers or campers?
Camper.
Camper.
Owning a dog or owning a cat?
Dog.
Dog.
Ooh, Earth, that was easy. Wind and fire? Let's see. These are gold groups, by the way. Or the village people?
Village people. They were funnier.
Earth, wind, and fire.
Okay. You can only have one. Google or YouTube? Which would it be?
Google.
Family boat or fishing boat?
Family. Neither, but...
No boat.
Okay. And being at work or working from home?
Being at work, because I have the best co-host ever.
Amen. What do you say?
And we get great Sean? Guests.
Oh, God, that's tough. I mean, if the chief is listening, working at work.
Being at work, okay. Right. Chief's listening, so being at work is his answer. All right, thank you so much for coming in, Sean. And once again, please drive carefully in the school zones or anywhere you're driving today or any day, and make it a good day. Come back and join us soon.
I will be here.
All right.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.